ngayong hapon sa tanan? Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Some of you have maybe memorized this like the back of your hand, but we're gonna take this from the English Standard Version. If you have your Bibles with you in your smartphones, do open it, all right? If you don't have, then we have it here, all right? Can we read it all together? But you will receive and Samaria, and to the end of the earth. One of the 21st century's most amazing inventions is actually called the mobile computer, right? It's basically your computer compressed into a pad or into a tablet. Let's say, for example, the iPad. I know many of you are iPad users or tab users or simply, alam mo yun, smartphone users. And this amazes me for the reason that aside from calling and texting, it serves 100 other purposes. Don't you think so? Diba? Its other purposes serves hundreds of purposes. And its purposes can only be determined by the number of apps that you have on your phone. Alright? Kinsa sa inyo adiri, lampas 10 inyong apps. Alright? Or inyong app, mga programs. Diba? Ikaw lao, raise your hand. Diba? Grabe dyan ka makagamit og apps. And ang conventional uses for a smartphone, for any mobile computer, iPad, or whatever, basically, that's browsing the net, or if you're a studio student, diba, students in the house, that's where you type your documents, okay, masking gamay kaayo, keeping calendars for the busy people, to keep your appointments, logging in your favorite social network, okay, it's a mga IG users, diri, FB users, and of course, di dyan na mawala ang games, diba, alright, kinsa yung mga gamer, diri, alright. Ang uban ninyo, ga-games pa gano'n. Ay, sa games, ha? Ay, ga-take notes, eh. Okay. And then, of course, there are the non-conventional uses. Don't you know that there is an app for measuring the amount of magnetic field around you? There is, no? You try searching for that. There is. Because of the gadgets, accelerometer. It uses magnets kasi, alright? And mo nang pwede siya maka-measure. And even it has... Through the GPS system, there is an app which could measure how many meters or kilometers you are above sea level. Okay? So, mga geek people out there. Alright? And, of course, there are many apps for making music. Alright? Who among you has made music with your apps? Diba? Some even play their guitar on the iPad. Diba? It's really amazing. You can search it in YouTube. And, of course, napunta yung mga apps for making... Alam mo yun, kalokohan, making fart sounds, okay? Making, alam mo yun, private sounds, alright? Mga klase-klase na utot, alright? And that's what some kids use to prank, alright? To prank other people. But as many as the purposes are in an iPad, as many as the tasks it can do are, alright? There are just other things the iPad is not cut out for. Can you say that with me? Not cut out for. Simply put, I'm saying there are many things that the iPad or the tablet is not just designed to do. Maski nadaghan na kay siyag other purposes that it can do. Alright? For example, alright? The iPad. It's not a plate. Okay? So, di na siya plato. Okay? Some has actually taken the risk of doing that. And, you know, it's okay because it's flat bitaw, okay ra. Gamitan na niyo kung tibay bitaw siya, solid bitaw siya, okay ra. But guess what? That there, my friends, may be the most expensive eye plate ever, alright? But, it is the most underused, underutilized iPad ever as well. Because you're not using it to its fullest potential. Let's make it more expensive, alright, di ba? You download an HD picture of a plate para fine dining. Diba? You pretend you're fine dining. Diba? Diba? Fine dining. Alright? But even if you make it look expensive, that still, my friends, is the most underutilized iPad right there. Not maximized to its full potential. Another example, the iPad is not a skateboard, a longboard, or a shortboard, or whatever you want to call it. This guy, rock and roll, alright? Has taken to the extreme of actually using it as a skateboard and even used it to do some tricks. Bang! resulta? There you go. Guba na iPad. If the iPad plate is the most underused, underutilized iPad, this ice skate is the most useless. Okay, guba na. That is what happens when you don't know what you are cut out for. That is what happens when you don't know what your life is designed for. Are you with me? It's either you'll be underutilized, you're not really at your fullest potential. Are you here with me? Okay? Or you may be using yourself for things which are not really for you. In the end, destroying you. Who among you has gone through a phase of that? Diba? I believe, no? Even myself, I know a lot of people, very talented, a lot of potential. But because they didn't know what they were cut out for, they end up in the wrong places and now their lives are being destroyed. Alright? Back in the rehab, back in prison cells, talented unta kayo. Alright? Talented unta kayo. But because they didn't know what they were cut out for, that is what happened. Either you're not maximized to your fullest potential or maguba ka. And that is why we're having this series. Alright? The EN Act, Every Nation in Action. This is about us introducing to you our movement and what we are designed for as a church. Unsa ang tuyo ni God, nga nung na-birth ang Every Nation movement. Guess what? Why should you listen to this? Because you being here means you are part of Every Nation. And that is why we're having this series, to know what our church is cut out for. Unsa ang design ni God para sa atong church, to avoid being underused and to avoid being destroyed as well, just like that iPad. And basically, this is what we are cut out for. Every nation exists to honor God by establishing Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, socially responsible churches and campus ministries in every nation. That is our vision, mission, statement as a movement. And we don't just write that there para lang na masturya. It's there because God says so. It's there because God calls us to be. Week 1, we tackled that we are a church which is Christ-centered, not personality-centered. Alright? As some ministries are, wherein ang name sa ministry is ang name sa lead pastor. Okay? There is no other bida here. Only Christ. This is not called the John Hupa ministries or the Kiko, di ba? Ministries. Although that may sound so good, but that is not we are cut out for. We here, my friends, we're not even Steve Merle Foundation or Steve Merle Movement, which is, that is our founder. But he decided, this is not about me. This is about God. That's why we are a movement which is Christ-centered. And we also tackle that we are Spirit-empowered and socially responsible. Okay, when you say socially responsible, that means charitable acts. We do our responsibility to the society. I believe Tom preached a powerful word last week. Don't you think so? Di ba? In fact, it was so powerful that it urged a certain victory group na dili magpapangalan. Itago na natin sa pangalang Tito Irving o Tito Ted. Right? They decided, alright, to gather money in order to buy Bibles and donate it to an orphanage in Bakong. How good is that? Di ba? Why do you give the Lord your caps of praise for that? That there, my friends, is being socially responsible. And today, let us tackle not campus ministry. We're going to end with campus ministries because that is pretty much the highlight of this city. But we'll tackle the very name of our movement itself. Every Nation. Kada nasod. Alright? I know some of you may be thinking at the back of your minds, nations. Sige nalag, nations. Missions na pod. Change the world na pod. Halos kada Sunday na lang. Ginaisgutan na. But stop right there if you're thinking that. You know why? Because if you are doing this once a month, alright? Once a month we have a mission Sunday, there is someone who actually says it every time he has the chance to. Kabalo mo kinsa? Pirmi dyan niya ginaingon. Kung nasa'y Facebook status ron, pirmi about nations yung status. Kabalo mo kinsa ang pasabot? Pastor Archie? Ha? Kiko? No, I'm talking about God. In fact, his Facebook account, the Bible, If you search through his statuses, all right, his posts. Yes, na Facebook si God. Face the book that you left there back home. That's his Facebook account. Nadito yung truth, nadito yung status. If you read it, you'd come to find that the words tribes, nations, the world, the earth, it's repeated many, many times. In fact, let's start with the word tribes. If you do a word search of the word tribes in the English Standard Version, you would be amazed to find out that it's repeated in the whole Bible. Guess what? Give me some guess. 50 times? Huh? One times? One time lang na. Okay. Singular. Guess what? 121 times. Muna mag-one-to-one mo. Okay. That's not related, huh? Lucky number. We don't believe in lucky numbers. The word peoples, which basically in other versions of the Bible, races or colors or skin colors, alam mo yun, in our context. Guess how many times? 247 times. That's why you gotta do one-to-one, 24/7. Timingan lang na. Pero kani, nations, the word nations, guess how many times? 490 times. Sobraan gamay. Pero that, my friends, is more than enough for every minute of the day and every day of the year. Tama ba? Tama akong calculation? Tama akong math? All in all, basically, you can see from here that God's heart is actually beating for one thing, and that is the nations. But before I go through that, now let me just share one of my experiences in my younger years. One of my previous jobs or rackets, kanang sideline ba, was to record, compose and record commercial jingles and even campaign jingles. Kanang mga kanta-kanta bitaw pang promote sa mga politiko na ginahire ko nila na. Mga ginagmay lang, sa kampanya lang ko pwede. Alright? And sometimes, mga shopping center, kanang mga small time lang good. Okay? Anhina sa... Di na ako kantahan. Mga binasaya pang uban, okay? For a meager amount, okay? And I was glad with that because I love music, all right? I love music. I love playing instruments. And for me to give it my best, I actually invested and saved up. Dili pa ko full-time ato na time. I was once a guidance counselor that time. And then I would ipon my savings just to buy the high-quality gear, one of which was the AKG K99 stereo headphones. That's even better than Skull Candy or Beats by Dre, all right? You know why? Because this headphone has a flat response, high quality, high definition sound surround system. Seriously speaking, when you use this, when I mix stuff and when I mix music, I would know kung naayabag. Kay dali kay madunggan ani because it's so high quality. In fact, if you close your eyes when you use these headphones, you can try it later, you can imagine that the band is right there playing in front of you. Ana siya ka high quality. Mga tulo siro kabulan na inipon. So buy now. But wait, there's more. And whenever I use this, no, I would know when to use auto-tune. Okay, medyo yabag ang singer na akong na-hire. Okay? Lisod man ingna na, yabag man day ka, bay. Pahawa. Diba? Ako na lang yung auto-tune, alright? But I do play the instruments, and but when I play the instruments, I hear it clearly, how it sounds, alright? Why am I sharing this? Because if God's heartbeat was a song, if His heartbeat was a song, and you would plug in high-quality headphones, you know, kadungog ninyo. If God's heartbeat was a song, put on high quality, high performance, flat response, natural sounding, sound surround headphones, you know what you'd hear? You know what you'd hear? Try listening to me. Close your eyes. Come on, let's close our eyes. Come on. Try to hear it. Ah. You know what you're hearing? You know what's that sound? That's the sound of the nations. give the Lord your claps of praise for that? If God's heartbeat was a song, you'd hear the sound of nations. You know why? Because God's heart loudly and clearly beats for the nations. God's heart, can you say that to me? Loudly and clearly beats for the nations. All right? There's no questioning that. Because it's a lot of times said in the Bible that in fact our most favorite verse, for God so loved you, for God so loved me, no, for God so loved the world. All right? And that is the very reason why we sent a team to Pakistan. If you remember, we sent a team to Pakistan. All right? Here are some update photos of them. We cannot flash pictures of the people they were reaching out to because it's a restricted nation. Pwede si kumasakpan sila, pwede sila patyon. All right? And in fact, ang mga Facebook accounts atong leaders na nadito, gi-change nila ilang names. You would search their names, Ryan DeLubio. You would not find it because they changed their names para safe jud, para dili masapnan. All right? And they're doing a lot there. You know what would make a man or a woman risk their lives if they hear the heartbeat of God loudly and clearly beating for the nations? And I believe these guys heard the heartbeat of God. And in fact, within the year as well, in November, we'll be sending a team to Mumbai, India. All right? That's our team right there with Kuya Aldon, all right? And some of the students and even the single professionals and even my wife will be joining. Kiko is right there. Kath, Blaze, Kurt, John, all right? Effa, all right? We'll be going to India. All right, and even next year we'll be sending 3 teams. Listen to this, 3 teams. First to Myanmar, kabalo ko sa uban sa inyo adiri mo atug Myanmar, and then another one to Egypt, so you can try parting the Red Sea, di ba? Or and at the, by the end of the year we'll be sending a team to Mongolia. Imagine how cold it would be there. All right, why do we do this? Why do we make such a big deal? So much so that it takes so much of our time, our money, and our effort that it consumes every one of the 4 Sundays in a month. Why do we make this a big deal? Simple lang. I said it earlier. God's heart loudly and clearly beats for the nations. So should yours too. So should ours too. Because we are sons and daughters of God. What matters to Him should matter to us too. Don't you think so? Why didn't I turn to your seatmate and say, every nation should matter? Every nation should matter. God's heart beats for the nations, so should ours too. In fact, as the church, we've been given the same heartbeat by God. And this heartbeat is 2-part. The first heartbeat of God is that we've been given the mission to change the world. That mission might sound impossible, all right? But let me present to you and tell you how it is so possible, even if it's so impossible in human understanding. Matthew 28:19, it says there, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You know what that verse is called? The Great Commission, not the Great Option. Because it's a commission and not an option, you can't really opt out of it. Whether or not you like it, whether or not you understand the vision, God will find a way that you will take part of it. All right? Because it is the Great Commission, not the Great Option. Ang atong tendency, because we like comfort, we just make it optional. Okay, saka na kumusimba, medyo kapoy. Saka na ko mag-victory group. Kaya medyo naglain ko sa leader na mo. Alright? Saka na ko mag-1-to-1. Dili pa mo ko ready. Oy, dagan pa kay kugsala. Dagan ka relate, no? Dagan kay tag-excuses. We make it an option. But guess what? It is the Great Commission. Not just an option. And for you to understand the urgency of the Great Commission, let's try to pick apart the word commission. Kaning commission, no? igamay lang ni mo tweak yung pronunciation, lahi na yung meaning, di ba? Komisyon. Ambi akong komisyon, kwarta, okay? But the word commission, no? It can be understood better if we take a look at two of its synonyms, and that is command and mission. All right? That's why commission. Okay? Get it? Of course, that is not the history of the word, but just to make it more memorable for you. You see, these two words, for a soldier, these two words matter a lot. In fact, if you're a good soldier, maayo ka na sundalo, you would die for these two things. For what your general commanded you, for what is your mission, you would die for it. And you know what? Kanay mo katapat, that's God's good soldier. Don't you think so? Di ba? She is. Maski na dili klaro sa nawong, she is. He is. Right? Tuo mo, wana ingon sa Bible. And as God's good soldiers, that is the mission we should be spending our lives, our resources, our time for, to change the world. Your mission is not just to enjoy life. Your mission is not just to survive, all right? Your mission is actually to change the world. And you may find that very impossible, but I'm telling you, that is what the word says. And when the word says it, it is. Are you with me here? But it does not end there. To make sure we can actually accomplish this seemingly impossible mission, no? We've been given not just the mission to change the world, but also the provision to change the world. Experience na mo anang gisugo kasi yung mama, palit og suka og toyo dito dong. Pero wa man kagihatagan og masking 5 lang, di ba? Wala kagihatagan kwarta. Or maybe you work for a company, gingnan ka, oh, bro, organize this event, ha? Yung pagtanaw niyo sa budget, 500 pesos. Unsa na event ni sir? Tapok-tapok, snack-snack. Chikitsa. Not enough provision. So big a mission, not enough provision. That's what the world does. Worldly leadership does that. God is not that kind of boss. Maghatag siyag mission nimo din, maglingkod lang siya, then pasagdan ka niya, hantod madagma ka. No! Here's what God does. Nak, palit og suka. Kunari, let's make it a symbol, okay? Symbolic. Palit og suka, nak. Okay, ang suka is changing the world, alright? Palit og suka, nak. Di lang ka niya hatagan og 100, sobra pa sa sobra, 100 pesos, tama ba? Ang suka, marag tag 20, isa na kasupot dagay, no? Or gist lang. Di lang kaniya tagag kwarta na sobra pa sa sobra, ubanan pa kaniya. Nak, kumusta yung skwila? Aso, kumusta to yung itong crush ni mo ito? Ito yung tuyo sa simbahan pero may ba? Okay ra na nak, basta ako gaya pa yung tuyo dito ha. God is a God who doesn't leave you to your mission. God is a God who fights with you, who does things with you. You know why? Because the topmost important thing in his life is not the mission, it's the relationship. And that's what makes the mission worth it. Because you get to spend time with God. Come on, God, let's do this. Lisod, let's do this. You have an army? We have a hawk. All right? You remember that scene? Avengers? We have a God! You have problems? Dagan, yawa, demonyo. I have a God. Doesn't that make you brave? Why you turn to your seatmate? It makes us brave. When you know who you're with. And that is the best thing about his provision. Because his provision is not just mere money. It's not just the mere skill or the mere ability. You know what the provision is? It's more important than gold. And it says, in the verse we read earlier, Acts 1:8, on saying on the day, morning provision of God, you will receive what? Power. When the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, and Samaria, to the end of the earth. So what does God provide you? First and foremost, power. Yes, He will provide you the resources, the ability. He will provide you that. But more than anything, He will provide you His presence. And that's the best thing ever. Amen? Now, to push the point even further. Now, who among you has watched Mission Impossible, Rogue Nation, or any Mission Impossible, any of the sequels, di ba? One, MI1, MI2, MI3, MI4, MI5, di ba? Nara, MI6, coming, right? And you see, sa mga wala kabalo sa Mission Impossible, it's basically the story about IMF, or the Impossible Missions Force, all right? And basically, they are superheroes. They're a private secret agency, okay, who saves the world from destruction, all right? In fact, in the last installment, they took on a very difficult mission, trying to neutralize a worldwide terrorist threat who is as strong as them, who is as witty as them, an anti-IMF, all right? Anti-IMF. And you know what's the reason, the main reason why they can take on even the impossible missions? It's not really the gadgetry, although high-tech sila. It's not really the weaponry, although high-caliber ang ilang mga armas. It's actually because of one person. And the name of the person is Ethan Hunt, okay? Sa mga ladies, di ba? Crush ninyo, sa mga mommies, di ba? Crush ninyo si Tom Cruise, di ba? Ethan Hunt, alright? This Ethan Hunt is so good that when he went missing, you know what? The IMF, nawala, napalong. It went inutil. It went missing as well. Because he was the top secret weapon. It was not a pistol. It was not a gadget. It was a person. Ethan Hunt. You know why am I sharing this? It's not so we will praise Ethan Hunt. Praise you, Ethan Hunt. No, we don't praise people here. I'm sharing this because in our seemingly impossible mission to change the world, we have someone pretty much similar to Ethan Hunt. Our main operative on the field, the bida, the superstar. You know who that is? That is not you and me. That is the Holy Spirit. Wow, you takes comfort na ang bida dahil sa kinabuhi, ang spotlight na dahil sa Holy Spirit. Imagine kung nasa imuha with all your flaws, with all your impatience, with all your sins in the past, medyo ulaw sa kung ikaw ang bida sa imong kinabuhi. Kay kabalujog ka na dili ka maayo na tawo. For good thing, ang bida is the Holy Spirit. It's God. Don't you think so? Why do you turn your seatmate and say, siya ang bida? Siya ang aton Ethan Hunt, no? In this Christian walk, okay? And without him, just like the IMF, no? We're practically inutil. But with him, we have the power to actually take on the most impossible of missions of changing the world. I mean, di ba? Taking down the wall of Jericho just by marching around it. Isn't that a mission impossible? That's mission impossible way, way, way back. All right? Mission impossible, parting the Red Seas. Man, killing giants. Man, that's a mission impossible. Even before Ethan Hunt. And why do these things happen in the Bible? Because not of their weapons, not of their swords, not because of their chariots, but because of God with them. You know what? You have the same God with you right now. Taking on problems in your life, taking on a very impossible situation, here's my assurance. God is with you, fighting for you, fighting beside you, enjoying the relationship. Of even throughout the struggle. Don't you find that comforting? And this God who wants to be present in our life has power, right? Has power which is so explosive. Because that power right there is actually from the word dunamis, the same root word for dynamite. And we say dynamite, that's TNT. When you ikumpol nimo na mga dynamites and then sindihan nimo na, it can break anything. In fact, it's used to dig out holes. No, for the miners, okay? I don't know if they still do that now. But for miners before, they would use TNT and dynamite to dig out holes, no matter how strong the mountains are. And guess what? You have that kind of power with the Holy Spirit. You have that kind of power which can break barriers. And look at how it broke barriers. No, by the time Jesus said this, the gospel, ang nakabalo lang kay Jesus, ang nakabalo lang sa Holy Spirit, was just limited. No, it was just limited to a small band of fisher folk and thieves, mga tax collectors. All right, pag ingon ni Jesus ani. But guess what? Unsa ingon sa ila? You will be my witnesses in, not just among you, but in the whole of Jerusalem. And not just Jerusalem, even Judea and Samaria. That's a boundary breaking right there. That's a barrier breaking right there. You know why? Because Jews, pag Jew ka before, alright? Kung Jew ka before, you think that salvation and the Spirit is only reserved for you. Because you think you're a chosen people. Alright? In other words, pag makakita kag dili Jew, di Jew kaganaan mo share ana sa ilaha. Alright? Diba? Sometimes inana ta. Sometimes, maldito mo na sila. Tagas kay sungay. Ikaw po't gani, di ba? Or, kaingon ka na, di pa na ako kaya. Right? Dita mo share. Because of all these various reasons. And they had that reason. They don't wanna take part in anything with the Samaritans, with the Gentiles. But guess what? God said, because of this power, you will explode even throughout Judea and Samaria. And not only there, even to the rest of the Gentile world, the end of the earth. Now, take note of that order. Ah, I want you to take note of that order. Kamo ang Jerusalem, kamo ang Judea and Samaria, kamo ang end of the earth. I want you to take note of the order and the sequence. Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria, end of the earth. Jerusalem, Judea and Samaria, end of the earth. Acts chapter 1. Historia lang na ni God. Acts chapter 2 to 7. You know what happened? The gospel exploded throughout Jerusalem. Acts 8 and 9. You would think na several chapters pa. But two chapters lang. Acts 8 and 9. Judea and Samaria. You see the acceleration happening here. And in Acts 10 and onwards, the ends of the earth. And here's the amazing thing. What has begun in Acts chapter 10? It's so explosive that it continues up to now. In fact, I want to request you to do something, right? Kung nakay, kung kaila ni may mong kauban karon, tutuki ang naong karon, tanawa. Kung asawa ni mo labaw na, tutukig ayo, okay? Imong igsuon, medyo awkward na, tanaw lang gamay. Kung di kaila, ayo na lang. Pero tutuki na. Ila-ila ha, kung di nimo kaila. Nganong ginapatanaw nako? Because that beautiful, handsome person, that awesome person right beside you is a continuation of what happened in Acts 10. That's the awesome continuation of what God started in the early church. What is my point? Kanay mong katapad, ikaw, you are a fruit of God's grand plan to change the world. What kind of plan is it? A grand plan. You know why it's grand? It's a grand plan because it's a plan birthed out of a grand love for all of humanity. You want to know how grand this love is? Romans. But God demonstrates His own grand, astounding, amazing, great, grand love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Kinsa sa inyo nga dire? Gitraidor na ka. Gilibak na ka. Pero butan gyapon kay kasaya. Gisumbag na ka. Pakisumbag sa pikas. Honestly, as human as we are, dili nato na kaya. Pero si God, man, kaya kaayo niya. That in fact, while you were in your sin, while namalikas ka, no matter how recent that is, no matter how past that is, no matter if bastos kayong panghuna-huna sa opposite sex, right? Maski unsa kahugaw ang imong naandan, maski unsa kangit-ngit, while you were sinning, Christ died for you. It says there, while, during, dili, when you have changed your ways. Dili, when you have changed your mindset. No! Dili, when you have changed your life. To be honest, dili mo kaya i-change yung life. But here's the thing. While you were still a sinner, Christ died for you. Turn to your seatmate right now. That's a grand love right there. Grand love. And I know, maski na Kristiyano ta diri, masayop gyapon ta. Honestly, di ba? But guess what? God loves you the same. Some of you here think na imong nabuhat the past few days, medyo makakaulaw. Medyo, alam mo yun, something that you won't dare sharing. Or maybe you think your past is too dark. In that, kanika, ihila dyo ko ano yun. Kamantay mo ng mga tao na ang default response was invite ni mo VG. Na sharing dito. Kanang inana na klase sa tao, basin ikaw na, that's because you don't wanna share your life. Because when you share your life, you're afraid that you'll be embarrassed, na people will know how dark your life is or how bad the things you've done were. Kamantay mo na, kanang naka-invite ton. Tungod na kay maulaw sila magpakita silang kinabuhi. Because then, people will know how messed up they are. But here's the thing, no matter how messy your life was or even is right now, God loves you the same. God loves you the same. And that there, my friends, is a grand kind of love. That kind of love, friends, it's so grand. It's more than enough for just you and your pitiful self. It's more than enough for just you, bro. It's so grand. It's so big. Bigger than the universe. Na if you try to consume it on your own, unsay may tabo sa imo, butod ka, mabuto ka. Muawas sa imo. Because it's more than enough for you. And there's a reason why that grand love is more than enough for you. Because you ought to share it to the people around you. That love is so grand that it's enough for the whole wide world. John 3:16, I said it earlier. It doesn't say, for God so loved me, for God so loved you, for God so loved Dumaguete, for God so loved Bohol, for God so loved Pakistan. No! For God so loved the world. Because that love is too grand to be kept for yourself. Share it with the rest of the world. Forget everything I said earlier. Just remember this. God's love is too grand to be kept for yourself. Share it with the rest of the world. Are you glad God's love is too grand for you?